From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran has foiled attempts by foreign enemies to turn anti-government protests into an insurgency aimed at overthrowing the Islamic Republic. Speaking in the holy city of home, however, the Ayatollah said, while the foreign threat is real, we must not forget our own shortcomings. He said, we have weaknesses where things are not working well. If we had no internal problems, foreign networks would not be able to interfere. More than 20 were killed by one account. Thousands were arrested in protests staged earlier this month over economic conditions and corruption. Exiled Iranian Prince Reza Pahlavi, speaking to the Associated Press, said the people are acting out of a sense of hopelessness.
It also is a moment in time where I think the majority of the Iranian democratic forces that are secular-minded and, of course, want a democratic alternative to this regime, the time has really come for a massive coalition of such forces, because we have to be able to also fill the void and not just talk about putting an end to a regime.
The son of the late Shah said regime change is the ultimate formula, and it won't come about by external forces, but rather by the Iranian people themselves. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders Tuesday warned flooding and mudslides in the Democratic Republic of Congo capital, Kinshasa, have caused a cholera outbreak. The city has a population of some 10 million and is plagued by a lack of clean drinking water and adequate sanitation. The World Health Organization said most of the country's provinces are affected. The WHO said nearly 1,200 have died. There are 55,000 cases reported. Dozens of migrants are missing off the Libyan coast and fear drowned after their boat sank. The Libyan Coast Guard said it was able to rescue 16 people found clinging to the wreckage. Hundreds more were rescued. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said he's open to a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances, following high-level Korean delegations that met for the first time in 2 years, and Pyongyang agreed to take part in next month's Winter Olympic Games. At a Wednesday news conference, Mr. Moon said Tuesday dialogue would not have been possible were it not for President Donald Trump, and he said the nuclear disagreement with Pyongyang remains unresolved. The U.S. has welcomed the decision by the North to take part in the Olympics, but the State Department said while it views the talks as positive, it wants to ensure North Korean participation does not violate existing U.N. Security Council sanctions. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
Certainly the next steps would be denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is our number one priority and certainly what we would like to see. We are in very close contacts with our South Korean allies.
South Korea's unification ministry said Tuesday's talks at Panmunjom could lead to a discussion of a fundamental resolution of the nuclear issue. A suspected Palestinian gunman killed an Israeli motorist Tuesday in a shooting incident in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli was a resident of a settlement outpost near Nablus. Israeli soldiers are searching for suspects. President Trump met with Republican and Democratic lawmakers Tuesday at the White House on ways to reach a compromise that will allow thousands of undocumented young immigrants to stay and not be deported. Mr. Trump insisted he must fulfill a campaign pledge, however, to build a border security wall along the Mexican border.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital, because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. But it also has to be a bill where we're able to secure our border. Drugs are pouring into our country at a record pace. A lot of people are coming in that we can't have.
Mr. Trump has given Congress until March to resolve the matter involving some 700,000 young immigrants who entered the country illegally as children. At least 13 have been killed as a result of mudslides and flash flooding caused by heavy rains in Southern California. It's the same area scorched late last year by massive wildfires. John Livergood is a Cupertino resident.
It sounded like a freight train coming down the hill. You know, you could hear these boulders rolling down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the whole house was shaking.
Last month's fires, California's worst on record, left the area vulnerable to mudslides. A powerful earthquake measuring 7.6 magnitude struck Tuesday off the coast of Honduras. The quake did not produce a tsunami, but was felt across much of northern Central America. No immediate reports of casualties or damage. Prosecutors in Myanmar, also known as Burma, brought charges Wednesday against two Reuters journalists under the Official Secrets Act. They face up to 14 years in prison. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.